is we're all connected. We're all connected in some way or another. And with Newhoff, I mean, we're neighbors. This is our backyard.
We are. I got to look out the studio and see you guys every day. Now, you came to Decatur through Milliken.
I did.
Yeah.
So I came to Milliken and stayed
ever since.
What
caused that to happen?
I had two older brothers that went to Milliken. And
how did they choose Milliken?
Well, they played football. I was able to, through them, visit every single football stadium and college in central Illinois and all of Illinois.
So where did you grow up?
In Collinsville.
Right
by St. Louis.
Sure.
Yeah. And so I loved Milliken. I thought it was a beautiful campus, and it was just far away enough from home that wasn't too far, about 2-hour drive.
Yeah.
And so
far enough away to get away,
right,
you could still bring laundry home.
Yeah.
So and you decided to stay.
I did. Well, I love it.
Yeah, but a lot of Milliken students do that.
Yeah,
Rodney
was from Decatur, and so it really made sense. But yeah, a lot of students do. There's a lot. It offers a lot.
Well, I like to see the kids get involved while they're here, and we'll find out about that coming up in just a little bit. But then a lot of them do stay and make a difference. I'm always amazed that you don't really think about it, but when you start counting up the people you know that are Milliken alums that are still in the community making a difference, it's a pretty big list.
It is a big list. And like you said, it seems like we're all involved in the same things all the time. When I go to the community leaders breakfast, you're there, Milliken's there, St. Teresa's there. It's when we go anywhere, it's the same people that show up and support.
Well, I would tell you, we've had a couple of people recently ask about getting support from the WSOY Community Food Drive. There was a food pantry in Taylorville who had stopped by the station the other day. I would also tell you that on the food drive site at notdecatur.com, there's an application process if you have a small pantry, and we've been able to grow. The good thing is to support all these other, you know, started out with just, you know, Salvation Army and Catholic Charities, and now last year there were 16, I think, different programs that we supported because of the growth. And if you're interested, there is a process. I mean, it's not just, you know, we take your money seriously. I mean, when you come down and give today, we want to make sure it's going to exactly what we're, you know, telling you it's going to, which is food. But I'm always kind of surprised these little communities, you don't think about hunger being in, like, small-town America, but it is.
Yeah, you don't think about it because, that's a good thing about Decatur is we take care of our own. We take care of people around us, and so nice that we're able to expand that and to look at communities like Taylorville and smaller communities.
Well, and Blue Mound and Booty and Stonington and those other areas. It's a shame that in the heartland of, like, where we grow all of this food, that
it's
there
surprising.
Are people still, you know, going hungry, particularly kids. And what I've learned over the years is you don't really know what that looks like. You know, it's classmates. I guarantee you in your kids' classroom, it's people that are sitting in your church on Sunday. It's people that you know, maybe even work with. It impacts a lot of people. And sometimes it's often just paycheck to paycheck or very temporary, and people are even embarrassed to ask for help. I mean, we hear these stories every year in and around this food drive. It's just not what you think it is. And I know it's easy to get cynical in life, but I think we have enough cynicism to go around. Like maybe today we just drop the cynicism.
We don't need
and
any
just
cynicism
give
today.
Because it's the right thing to do and know that it's directly going to go. What I love about the food drive, it's as simple as it gets. The money you donate today is going to go directly to work for people. Mm-hmm. There's not someday if we find. I mean, you know, it will literally impact tomorrow.
That's why we like helping out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Carla, we really appreciate it. We thank you again for the
you
invitation.
Bet.
This has become kind of our annual kickoff.
Yeah, it is.
We do the big press conference, and then our first thing is this, and then we'll be ready to go. Of course, we'll be back out at the Community Leaders Breakfast with Hickory Point Bank on October 4th. That's the day before the Community Food Drive. So we cannot thank you enough. We'll be checking in with Chris Funk and some other folks along the way.
Sounds
Carla
good.
Miller with Hickory Point Bank, one of the great people in this community. We'll take a break. Top of the hour. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Sunshine today and highs near 82 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 57 degrees. For your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 80. Friday, more sunshine, highs near 85 degrees. It is currently 56 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has award-winning service and offers the extra mile promise. If we don't get you everything you need in one trip, delivery's free.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Minimum purchase of 1 gallon of paint. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details. The Bob Brady Auto Group, Newhoff Media, and Limitless Decatur and Macon County are extending the fun with the Charlie 10, featuring 10 must-do events this fall in September and October.
We've been having a lot of fun this summer with the Hot 25.
It's hot, Bob.
It's hot, Bob.
So much fun, we didn't want it to end. That's why Charlie has declared an extension to the good times. We're calling it the Charlie 10. 10 more great things to do in Central Illinois. All the fun of summer with that crisp fall air. Check out everything you can do this fall with the Charlie 10 and make sure to stop by the Bob Brady Auto Group, home of the Charlie Deal. Just off I-72 at exits 141 and 144 at the Bob Brady Auto Group. We're dealing.
Attend this week's Charlie 10 events. Arts in Central Park and a taste of history. Be sure to check out the full list of Charlie 10 events on nowdecatur.com. Driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group, home of the one and only Charlie Deal.
Join WSOY and our community partners for the 17th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, October 5th at the Kroger in Airport Plaza. Join us to help stock our local food pantries. Last year, over 1.5 million pounds of food was collected, and 16 agencies benefited from your generosity. This year, we hope to exceed that amount. To enable our food drive to help as many food banks as possible, this year we're encouraging the community to give canned non-perishable goods and monetary donations. By giving non-perishable canned goods, we can utilize off-site storage and allow the supply to last as long as possible. Monetary donations, however, go the farthest. Food banks are then able to purchase goods on an as-needed basis and at a tremendous discount. Every dime raised goes to the purchase of food. Thanks to our community partners, we are again offering a substantial financial award to the top five local schools that collect the most food and donations for the drive. For more information, to volunteer, to find out how to get your school or business involved, or to give online, just go to nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Buyers and Company. We're live in Central Park with Hickory Point Bank, kicking off the WSOY annual food drive coming up on October 5th. A lot of guests this hour, and your continuation to give means they're going to match the first $4,000 today. Go right now to nowdecatur.com.
Buyers and Company, WSOY 1340 AM. 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here in Central Park. Lindsay, I don't know what it is about Central Park and the bees, but they have arrived and they're everywhere.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just, I don't know.
They don't do anything. They just bug you.
They just want the flowers.
Is that what it is? I mean, yeah. We're not anywhere near flowers.
Well, the hanging baskets, are they still in bloom?
The hanging baskets are still in bloom.
And garbage cans.
We're not anywhere near one of those.
Okay,
either.
Good.
I think they just like human interaction. Hey, the St. Teresa kids are working on the sculpture of the canned goods over there on the corner of water and the park there. And I don't know how many. Man, they've got a lot of students out there working on that. They told me, Nick said earlier today on the day of the food drive, October 5th, they have 20 students an hour for all 12 hours that will be out participating. They're also the reigning champs. So they won the $2,500 grand prize last year. For the school that collected and raised the most money and pounds of food. And so they're looking to retain that championship this year. Once again, all of the money that we give to the schools is donated ahead of time by our great sponsors, which you can find a full list of those at our website at nowdecatur.com. Last year, St. Teresa took home $2,500 for first place. St. Pat's got $1,500 for second place. Mount Zion High School got third place for the $1,000. Eisenhower took home $750 for fourth place. And we had a tie for the very first time ever for fifth place between Warrensburg and Our Lady of Lourdes. It was too close to call. And today, Hickory Point Bank started off the day with a $2,000 matching donation. Doug and Peg Schmalz came in with another $2,000 donation. So everything we collect today, the first $4,000 will be matched dollar by dollar by Doug and Peg and the folks at Hickory Point Bank. That's more, if you do the weight conversion of that for cash, Lindsay, that's more than 40,000 pounds of food, which is more than we collected very first year in 2002. So the event goes back. And I think, did we not care? I know what we fought over was the annual food drive number, like what year it was.
Yeah.
Yes. Right?
Yes.
Okay, so how can this be the 17th annual if we started in 2002? Isn't the thing we had the argument over last time? Do we know?
Well, 2003 would be, let's do
this. No, hey, 2002. it was the first year, according to the information you gave me about food collected over the last 7 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So this year is the 17th annual.
Yeah.
So how was it the 17th anniversary of 9/11 yesterday, and that happened in 2001?
I don't know.
See, this is what someone has screwed up something in the dates here, because it had to have been 2001.
This is the 17th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, right?
But according to that, that goes back, meaning 2002.
Okay.
So we've missed a year somewhere, or everybody got yesterday's anniversary wrong.
Well, so 2002 was the first year of the food drive, correct?
According to the information, and if you count it up, now, that means there were 16 years. 2000.
Time out.
Yes.
So the next year, did you call it the first annual or the second annual?
First of all, you can't call it an annual until it's the second year. Technically,
yes.
Is that right?
So it would be called the second annual WSOY Community Food Drive in 2003.
Okay.
Then 2004.
No, 2002.
I understand, but it wouldn't be the first annual.
Okay, you're not going to be able to. It doesn't matter. It has to be 17 years. If yesterday was the 17th anniversary of 9/11, that would have been 17 years.
I'm not bringing 9/11
years.
I'm just trying to. Okay, so 2002 was the first year of the food drive.
Okay, let's stop the on-air math because you're terrible at it. We'll figure this out by October 5th, because something is not adding up. And Jeff Daly had it wrong to begin with in a news story, which is how all this thing started. I'm not sure we've corrected it yet. So, I don't know. Mary Garrison joins us. You're smart. You're a professor. Idea on the number problem here?
Well, whether it's 2001 or 2002, I am just grateful to be here and be a part of this food drive. So it's obviously been going on for a long
time. Nice segue.
So I'll take that out.
We're just not sure if it was 2001 or it was 2002. But you guys were a recipient last year, and one of our newer recipients. We were able to, I think, all told, support 16 different organizations and/or events and pantries that are all around the Central Illinois area, not just Decatur, Blue Mountain, Stonington, Booty. We had a recent application this year from Taylorville. You don't really think of small town America. I think people see hunger, or they think hunger, and they think a certain thing. One thing I've learned over the years is you don't know what it looks like. I mean, it's probably in your kid's classroom. It's probably in church with you on Sunday. It's probably on the campus of Millikan University, people you work with. Mm-hmm. Food insecurity is a big deal, and it's a bigger deal among a population of people that it didn't used to be, and that's working class folks who have a big medical expense or some sort of work termination, and sometimes it's a very temporary thing, 30, 60, 90 days. What have you learned with your work with the homeless and all the things that you've done in this community? I mean, it's constantly surprising to me.
It is, and Brian, you make a good point. We don't know, we can walk around and think, oh, you're fine, you're okay, you have food, and assume people do. And we can't make that assumption anymore. People are experiencing many difficulties in their lives. And so one of the things that I think is interesting is actually today I'm on my fourth day of the SNAP Hunger Challenge that I am ending today at midnight. And I have learned a lot about food insecurity and how that personally and how that might feel. I get to eat after midnight tonight, but when people they don't know where their next meal is coming from, that in turn causes so much difficulty, and it's hard to go to work. It's hard to find a place to live. It's hard to do anything in life. And so I think that we need to look at individuals and not make assumptions, but see if we can reach out and provide them with the needs that they have.
Well, this seems one of the most basic needs, that a community can do. It's not research. It's not someday there will be a cure. People give today, and it goes to work immediately tomorrow. And you particularly think about, young kids, and that's what breaks my heart. If you spend some time at Northeast Community Fund, or you go to the Good Samaritan, or you go to Salvation Army or Catholic Charities, and I constantly see people that I think people would be surprised. I mean, just like people that they're regular people in the community that are down there because they've hit a hard time here or there. And so it really is, there's not any room for judgment or cynicism in my mind in this issue. It's just, as a community, we can make sure that the kids don't go to bed hungry.
You got it.
That's right. And
you
so tell me about the big blue backpacks. How did all this start?
So, and thank you for having us today.
And then we're going to introduce Blake and Emily.
Wonderful. Because they need to speak to this. But, big blue backpacks, 4 years ago, I had a student, we were talking in class, and she read an article about a backpack program actually in Shelbyville and said, I want to do this. I said, all right, well, let's figure this out. So we decided, we already have a partnership with Dennis Lab School, Milliken does, so we approached Matt Andrews and said, would this be something you'd be interested in? He said, absolutely. So from that moment on, I got some other students, some of my leaders that really were wanting to do this, and they spent an entire year planning out what this was going to look like, because we did not want to start to collect food or get money to buy food, give some food, and then pull back and not have the opportunity to sustain this. So they planned, they actually put together a whole ask, if you will, to donors, and had a whole business plan that they were doing, and they did an amazing job. And then and that next year we had our first, I don't know, we can't call it first annual, I guess.
Yeah.
but we did our first year, and we served in that year 80 students, and they raised $9,500 through donations, through fundraisers, and these were six students did all of this and managed it. So that's the history, and now we're starting our, just last Friday, we started our third year of giving food, and we kicked it off with a press conference at Dennis Lab School on Friday.
Okay, yeah, well, just nowtokita.com has that story if you'd like to check that out. And Blake Carmichael, and it's Emily, is it Bowens? I'm trying to read Jeff Daly's writing. Check that out. That looks like, does that look like an N to you?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. good morning, and thank you for being with us. Now, you guys are students. So what year?
I'm a senior.
Senior?
I'm also a senior.
Okay, and what are you guys majoring in? What are you majoring in?
Human services.
Yeah, both of us human mm-hmm. services.
All right, so how did you first come to this project?
I was actually invited by Mary two semesters ago now. She came to me and asked me if I'd be interested in joining a team called Big Blue Backpacks. I didn't know anything about it, but we were encouraged to interview. And after talking to some members of the current leadership team at the time, I was accepted onto the team, and I began last semester.
So okay. How many students are involved altogether?
Right now, there's only four of us.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot of lifting for four people.
Right.
How important is it? You know, we were talking about this earlier. You know, service learning, you know, servitude, community service. You know, it used to be sort of in parochial schools, and now it seems to be a mainstay in education. So you're spending time on campus, but you're also getting off campus and actually learning about things in life and doing things rather than just sort of sitting in a classroom, sort of, you know, speculating about it. I mean, you're getting your hands on. How important has that been in your educational process?
I would say the off-campus performance learning type of stuff is absolutely the best part of my education so far at Milliken. I would argue that it wasn't until my second semester at Milliken. I came from a community college in Taylorville, but it wasn't until my second semester at Milliken that I really appreciated what I was doing, both in school, and I kind of developed some kind of enthusiasm for human services as a field and some respect. Once I saw last year, or last semester especially, I was out and I got to see the mental health court, but I was going to talk about the collaboration between agencies in Decatur. I'm from a small town where there's not as much social service assistance that I think people are aware of, but here in Decatur, it's been really nice to see the collaboration and to work with agencies. Now that I'm in an internship, it's really nice to see the collaboration.
Emily, how did you get involved?
Well, I got involved, I think Mary invited me to join, and one of my friends was in it, so she thought it would be really good for me, and
what have you learned?
What
have you learned?
Just so much, like things you can't even learn in the classroom, like just how to be part of an organization like this, and
How important is it, Mary, at Milliken? I mean, you've got your Blue Brew folks right over here.
Yeah,
I mean, so from a business development point, they're doing the exact same thing as some of your students are doing with human services. They're getting out and learning, you know, how to actually do it. Because it is very much, doing is different than talking about it, right? And particularly with human services, because it takes a special kind of person. I mean, it's sometimes much easier for people to write a check than to roll up their sleeves and do that work. It's not for everyone.
Yep, you got it. And so the whole purpose behind this and why it fits into the human service realm is we really want the students to take that out of the classroom and see the connection with the people, see the impact that you can make, because it is a lot easier to write a check, and we appreciate that very much. But if you're going to work in the field, we need to look you in the eye, and we need to appreciate where your challenges and your barriers and accept you and say, we're going to do this. And that can be really hard. And so if I can expose students to that, and I try to do that as often as possible, then they're going to feel more confident when they go out in the field. And they're going to have those barriers and those judgments go away because they've actually had the interactions.
All right. Well, the partnership with Dennis School on so many levels with Millikan University has been a fantastic thing.
Yeah.
And you know, I think when you see, and I've talked about this with Dr. Frigo just the other day, you know, if you've got waiting lists, I'm excited to see what the Decatur Public Schools are doing, because if you have waiting lists for programs, you should be replicating those programs, you know, if you can't fit every kid in there. But if you look at the way real estate is listed now, you know, Dennis School District is now something that people brag about when selling homes in the West End. You know, it used to be Mount Zion, or it used to be sort of this anti-public schools, and now Millikan, and a lot of work by the parents of those kids at Dennis, and the heavy involvement of the administration and the teachers there, but that has become a destination school, and a large part of that, I think, goes to Millikan University and that great partnership.
And I think it's really been beneficial on both ends, right? Because all the students from our education area, from, you know, biology, chemistry, they interact with the students at Dennis Lab School. So it's a wonderful partnership. And we also partner with Good Samaritan Inn for this. They are actually where we're housed to do pack the bags for the backpacks. And so it's really important to have that area, too, because it's not something we can really do on campus. So we get to go there, and that exposes the students as well to kind of how that whole operation works.
Great stuff. Well, we are proud to be a small part of it and to be able to help out through the WSOY Community Food Drive. Congratulations on the success of the program.
Thank you.
Press conference last week. You can see the story at nowdecatur.com. Blake and Emily, good luck to you in your new careers eventually.
Thank you.
For being with us today. We appreciate it.
And thank you.
Take
you
a
for
quick
the
break. I'm happy to do so. We'll be back after the break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies with highs around 82 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies expected and lows around 57 degrees. For your Thursday, mostly sunny highs near 80. And Friday, sunshine highs near 85 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 59 degrees.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, in Decatur, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado, or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Tickets are now available for the Robin Vogel Memorial Dinner, Friday, September 28th at 6 p.m. at the Decatur Club. The event honors fallen Decatur police officer Robin Vogel and helps to fund the Robin Vogel Memorial Scholarship Program. The evening will include dinner and an opportunity to hear from TV personality Tommy Lahren sharing her support for law enforcement. Tickets are $50 each or $80 for a couple, but only a limited number of tickets are available. Tickets can be purchased at Newhoff Media, located at 250 North Water Street in downtown Decatur. For more information, visit nowdecatur.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are literally filling up a plastic container and taking checks and online donations. They're going to match the first $4,000 today, courtesy of Hickory Point Bank and Doug and Peg Schmalz, who are just fantastic folks. Doug's the chairman of the board of Hickory Point Bank, and so he made that announcement this morning. They were going to give $2,000, the bank did, and he gave another $2,000 from himself and Peg. And so if that's $8,000, if we match that today, that's more than we collected our first year of the food drive. Now, there's arguing about how we count that first year of the food drive.
I've got an answer for you.
Because you're doing this Wayne Kent thing, which I'm not buying.
No, that's not the only call. I've gotten a number of people calling.
Explain to me.
Okay, so in terms of a remembrance, like an anniversary.
Yes.
So 9/11 happened on 9/11. The following year, it was the first anniversary.
Right.
The next year, it was the second anniversary, but it was
right.
3 years of events. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it happened one
yes.
day. Okay, but it's that. So it's counted technically a year later. Now, when it comes to, like, events, like we're doing, we're not doing an anniversary. It's an annual event. So the first one was just the food drive. The second one was the second annual. So we actually count the first one as being part of it. When it's a remembrance, we don't count the
right.
first occurrence.
Let me up. I've had enough. I'm not buying any of this. But
that's
I,
true.
I, you know, it doesn't matter. It
no,
doesn't
just,
matter.
I get you.
It's
that is
16
the most simple...
years, 17 years. I don't. You're right. Okay. I'm with you. Tell me it doesn't at least confuse you a little bit when you think about it too much. Thank you, Mr. Fike Millar, the man with no body fat. He's over there literally playing.
That's some hot and heavy ping pong going on over there.
Wait, yeah, listen, Fike's in unbelievable shape. They had that you know, the body fat thing at the business expo.
Yeah.
And he got on that thing, and I'm like, I think the machine's not working. I mean, it was crazy.
0%. Huh?
Yeah. Nice. He's probably doing 4 on the treadmill.
Probably at least 4.
Tanya Anders joins us. Tanya is also a beneficiary of the WSOY Community Food Drive. One of the things that we are so happy to support is the Crossing Healthcare Prescription Garden that they have. That has blown up from its original to where it is today. First, I have to ask you. We're getting calls all week about, Emmy season down. I'm like, yes, I know. Were you interviewed?
I was interviewed. Oh, you mean when? When Harry Smith was in town,
yes,
I was interviewed. He came by Crossing Healthcare, and we were very grateful to get that opportunity to spend a little time with
well,
him.
Well, you see if you make the cut. You never know until you see the piece.
I am not holding my breath.
Well, here's the thing. It is national or international news, and I understand that it's probably going to be on in a couple of weeks. It's the Sunday Today Show, right?
Correct. The Sunday Today Show is where that will air, and I expect to see that in about 2 weeks.
All right.
So I'm excited.
Harry was in town with a crew, and they were with Sheriff Buffett, and I think it was the piece was about everything he's done for the community, but concentrating more on the opioid addiction and law enforcement side, because it is a very unique thing in this town where we're tackling it on both sides that no other community is really doing.
It is very unique, and that was one thing. You know, Harry's been to a lot of places, and he's well-read, and he was very impressed at really the progressive way that our community and Sheriff Buffett is leading
the charge. He's a nice guy. We had a brief conversation. He started his career in radio, so he was reciting all of his, you know, when his career began and doing play-by-play at high school games and all this kind of stuff, which is kind of funny because usually the older TV guys all started out in radio. It's why they're great because, you know, they're not just reading off a teleprompter.
Correct.
I mean, they've got, like, actual brains. And I've always been a fan of his work. He was at CBS and then to NBC. So I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I can't wait to see how it comes out, how they produce it. And it
all seemed condescending, you know, which is sometimes when the national media shows up,
Correct.
You kind of go, oh, no, because they're sometimes it's lazy, you know. But he
Correct.
Seemed to have a very inquiring mind. Did you find that?
He had a very inquiring mind, and he made a comment to me that I found very positive. He looked around, and Crossing was busy. It's a Friday, so we had our prescription produce program buzzing, people there, parking lot full, waiting room was full, and he looked at me and he said, you know, this really is America. And I said, you're absolutely right. This is America.
Well,
and
I just a little plug there. Yep, I know people were going,
cool.
Yeah, or they didn't know who it was, but there were camera crews, you know. It's like, yeah, it's all chill out. It'll be good.
What did they say?
Yeah.
That they thought it was real, what is it, real cops or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
There were some people thought that
yeah, that was a cop show.
Yeah, there was a cop show being filmed. No, it was. It'll be on the Sunday Today Show, as I understand it, in a couple of weeks. So everyone should look forward to that. All right. So let's talk about the prescription program, because this started sort of like small beginnings, you know, like
Correct.
I'm a pilot program, and it's really taken off.
You're absolutely right. We started, I think, 3 years ago, although now I'm starting to question whether or not that's correct.
It's the third or the fourth.
It's the third annual, I think, now. Actually, we've run the program now for 3 years, and our first year we had 30 participants, and now we're well over 130.
Yeah.
People who are coming every week, getting a bag of produce, and corresponding recipes. So our dietitians have put together over 200 recipes now for this, so that people can find unique and new ways to cook with fruits and vegetables and incorporate them into their diet.
We say this all the time, and not in a lecture way, but it is more expensive to eat right.
It is, and
it's just the way it is. And it doesn't last as long, the shelf life, you know, you factor in all these things. You know, the best advice that was given to me from people that really understand about eating properly is shopping on the outside of the grocery store, you know, not down the aisles. The more you can consume on the outside, and that's fresh meat, fresh vegetables, fresh dairy.
Correct.
And so now you guys are not only growing this and then prescribing it and giving it out, but also recipes that correspond and, like, here's how you can use it. Because not everybody – I know that sounds like very simple and basic to some people.
It is,
but if you grow up in a household, so much of this stuff is cyclical. You know, I mean, it gets passed down from generation to generation. So as a kid, you grow up, this is all you know. Sometimes life has to be that basic.
It does, and you have to go so far as not to just give the produce to people, but explain how they use it. Explain how you peel it. You know, we had beets several weeks ago, and it's like, you got to peel those. This is how this works, and be careful. They're going to stain your fingers. You know, it's just explaining to people who may have never cooked with a certain produce item how to use it, and it's really great.
Okay, so how do you decide what to grow, how to grow? You know, I mean, how does all that happen?
So we, in our garden, we're growing things that we know will do well in our area. And so Bertha is our gardener, and she's been through the Master Mercy Gardens program, and so that's how she got her training. And she makes decisions based on what grows well in the area and what we can produce larger quantities. And then we supplement. So this is how we use the food drive money. We supplement that with produce from the Illinois Food Bank and other local growers so that we can get a variety.
Yeah, so and you get as much as you need.
Correct,
right.
Correct.
So some of it's grown, some of it's purchased, and we're very thrilled to be able to be a small part of that. Oh, no, listen, our goal was always to be able to grow this thing large enough that we could support, you know, and that last year I think it was 16 different pantries and programs and organizations. Every year we get more requests. I mean, you know, we don't promise anything. We're going to give away whatever we raise.
Right.
And with $1.5 million as the goal, it's a big goal. There's no doubt about it. But you think about what that means to the community and the generosity and then the buying power for the Central Illinois Food Bank at 19 cents a pound.
Exactly. You know, you can't beat it.
No, we really can't. And so we're trying to educate people this year and really put some heavy emphasis on the best ways to give. We will take everything, and we want everyone to participate. But if you're going to give food, canned goods is the best way to go.
Correct.
Durable stuff that can be stored without worrying about, you know, pests or anything, you know, stuff that can be stored and it lasts, the shelf life. Soft goods are hard. You don't know, I don't want people, sometimes I think we get into this challenge and we go, like, let's go buy something heavy. Well, a 60-pound bag of sugar is probably going to get wasted and probably isn't something you want to be handing out anyway. So the canned goods. But the best way to give is just cash or check, because the buying power it gives you, it gives to the food pantries. They can buy what they want, when they need it, or as they run out of it. And at 19 cents a pound, you think about $8,000, you know, today, the Hickory Point Bank is going to be responsible for. That's over 40,000 pounds of food.
It's significant, and it makes a big difference, and it allows the agencies or organizations that flexibility. Because it's timing also for us, you know, when we purchase that, we work with Northeast Community Fund to store what we purchased the night before to give it out on Friday. And so that flexibility really helps the organizations really advance their missions.
Yeah.
So it's great.
And by the way, all of the money from the food drive goes to a little bit of different, you know, everything.
Everybody.
I mean, you know, it buys turkeys around Christmas for the Boys and Girls Club to give away to their families, courtesy of the Macon County Sheriff's Department and the Decatur Police Department. Now, that to me is like a three-win kind of thing, because it's not solving anybody's problem, but here's a turkey and a gift card. But it's also increasing communication between law enforcement and you know, these canine officers. Generally, the only time people see them is when there's a problem, you know, because they don't get called in unless there is one. So for them to be at a human level, you know, working with these families and getting to know them, I think we're tackling more than just a hunger problem there.
I agree, and I think that's the other really nice thing about the way the food drive distributes this these dollars amongst many, many organizations. It allows many people across our community to get involved, and that's good. And that's what makes Decatur and Macon County great. So thank you.
Well, we're thrilled and happy that we can keep spreading the love. And as long as people keep giving, we'll keep doing that. It is October 5th. We're less than 3 weeks away, about 3 weeks away. It's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. At the Kroger on U.S. 36. All of our sponsors, you know, the upfront money, we do this with the schools. You know, we had this contest. Last year it was St. Teresa, St. Pat's, Mount Zion, Eisenhower, and then tied at fifth place, Warrensburg and Our Lady of Lourdes. That money is all given by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, ADM, First Christian Church, WAND-TV, The Herald and Review, Decatur Back and Neck Center, Skeff Distributing, Jones and Thomas and JT Net, Dale Southlake Pharmacy, Tickets and Trips, Dining Graphics and Wood Printing. You know, so, you know, everything we raise that day, every penny of it goes to food. We don't have any overhead. This may be the only charitable endeavor that happens all year. There's no overhead at all. But we couldn't do it without Kroger, the United Way, the Community Foundation, and then gigantic supporters like the Howard G. Buffett Foundation.
Absolutely.
That's given, I think, something in the neighborhood of $750,000 to this over the years. The Andreas Foundation, which gives generously every year. ADM, which steps up not only with a huge contribution and matching their employees' gifts, and their employees step up, but they give us all the semis, you know, to run the stuff back and forth. Pepsi.
It truly is.
And then if you look at the photos, what I love, and when you mentioned that what Harry Smith said to you, I look at our food drive and see America, because I see Christians and Muslims and young and old and black and white. It's one of the very few 12-hour, you know, days in our year where every single walk of life and demographic comes together at one place for one cause.
Absolutely right. And that's why it's such a beautiful experience. I think everybody just needs to stop by the Kroger parking lot
today. Yeah,
give
ahead of time. We've made it easy. You can give it online, but come out and be a part of it, because I think it's a somber cause, but it's not a somber day. It's about really being proud of taking care of our own and doing the right thing. Great work. I can't wait. You know, it's been such an exciting year for you guys, and I am so thrilled. I mean, if you think that what we're doing here isn't grabbing national news, I will just tell you, you know, Harry Smith didn't come to town to talk about the problems we have. Harry Smith came to town to talk about the solutions that we are putting in place. And as this opioid thing, I noticed some of the comments around the announcement of the new campus was that, oh, Decatur has a drug problem. The United States of America has a drug problem.
Absolutely correct.
And it's not as bad here as it is in some other places.
You're right.
What we have here is our resources that are tackling that problem. What have you heard from, you know, since all this has been announced? I mean, just some of the conversations you've had maybe nationally or people just calling to find out.
So I've gotten a lot of inquiries, obviously, since the announcement from colleagues, peers, people who suffer from substance use disorder themselves, who are encouraged. I think the comments really are just amazement and awe right now, just that when does this ever happen that a community like ours gets a gift like this?
A $30 million gift.
Absolutely.
I mean, and it is so well thought out. And the amazing thing to me, and by the way, this is a free plug for Howard's book, and I'm not saying this because I think of him as a friend. I'm telling you, read the book.
It is an
eye-opening book on everything from drugs to immigration to how politics is screwing all this up and where the resources need to be. But the idea that he's a problem solver. This is what I know about him first and foremost. He's not somebody who just writes a check, and you can testify to that since last November. but the thought of how every step of the way from addiction to sobriety to what happens after has been considered in this project.
You're absolutely correct. And you know, we've gotten the attention of certainly leaders at the state. So the Substance Use Prevention and Recovery Office, which is, you know, a state office, is paying attention. But I've gotten calls from the Hazelden Betty Ford people in Minnesota, and we're going to be taking a team out there to spend time with them. They want to be involved, but they want to talk to us about innovative ideas that they've been thinking about, that they've considered trying in areas in California and other locations, and they want to try those things with us.
And what's crazy about that is the difference is this is for everyone of any financial means whatsoever.
Absolutely.
That kind of stuff that exists is for only really
the elite,
really affluent people who can afford $10,000 a month to get clean.
Or more.
And to be able to offer those services to everyone here in this community is such a gift that we'll keep giving for years.
And it is because it incorporates all components, and that's what the Sheriff Buffett wanted.
Yeah, well, it's pretty amazing.
It's amazing.
Great job, Tanya. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Keep up the work with the prescription, the garden prescription program. It's an amazing thing. If you want to stop by, I would highly encourage you. People hear us talk about this stuff all the time, but how many people actually stop by and see it? Get to meet these folks. It's a lot of fun. The corn salsa recipe you gave us, we still make that all the time. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more live in Central Park with Hickory Point Bank kicking off the food drive for October 5th. Give today. You can go to nowdecatur.com or stop here. Beach House will be here for lunch from 11 to 2. The kids from Milliken and the Blue Brew are out here selling coffee, and you can play some ping pong. We'll be back. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies, highs near 82 degrees. Then tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 57. For your Thursday, mostly sunny and highs near 80. Friday, sunshine, highs near 85 degrees. It is currently 59 degrees in downtown Decatur.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale South Lake Pharmacy or Cooley's Corner Drugs today. Or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
I'm Jim Root. I'm running for Macon County Sheriff. As a sheriff, I'll be responsible with your tax dollars and be accountable to you. I will run a transparent office and maintain a department with the same values and ethics that I possess. I will ruthlessly go after criminals and drug dealers. I will provide a high level of service to the community. Please talk to the people you know at our department. I am supported by many command officers, deputies, and correctional officers. Find out more by going to jimrootforsheriff.com and please vote Jim Root, November 6th. Paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
This football season, support your favorite team your own way with custom-printed spirit wear from Play It Again Sports. Come in and design your spirit wear today. And Play It Again Sports has everything you need to outfit your entire football team. Cleats, balls, pants, gloves, and even practice jerseys. As always, Play It Again Sports buys and sells pre-owned gear. Everybody plays at Play It Again Sports in the Brentwood Village Shopping Center in Decatur. Proud to be Decatur's only locally owned sporting goods store celebrating 25 years. Play It Again Sports.
You gotta love your mom. Now that it's fall, she's a fountain of advice.
Make sure your wipers are working.
Okay, Mom.
How are your tires?
I'll check, Mom.
What about your brakes and your belts?
Mom, I got it.
Your mom knows those are all things you can take care of at Speed Loop. And Speed Loop has the best prices around. Plus, 6 area locations, including Clinton and Lincoln. And, of course, locations right here in Decatur. Speed Loop, more than just oil changes.
Now, when are you gonna find a nice girl?
Mom!
The St. Teresa Bulldogs put together another dominant performance last Friday. Now comes the Bulldogs' biggest challenge of the year, a road trip to Tuscola for a match with the Warriors. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Join me and Seth Greenwell from Tuscola this Friday night for the huge CIC matchup. Dominic Smith gets the night started with the Dale South Lake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs pregame show at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Right here on 1340 AM and 103.3 FM WSOY and online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
We're back here live at Central Park for Hickory Point Bank and our kickoff for our 17th annual WSOY Community Food Drive. When we get back on the other side of this, we'll be checking in with the folks from Hickory Point Bank, but I need to get to Benjamin F. Edwards and check in with Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Brian. The popular averages closed higher on Tuesday, and the Dow was up 113 points to 25,971. The technology sector continued to build on its recent turnaround, and telecommunications stocks also were strong. In economic news, the Labor Department reported that the number of available jobs in the U.S. again exceeded the number of job seekers by more than 650,000 during July, indicating an increasingly tight labor market. European markets were higher today, with the London FTSE up 0.21%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.13%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 0.27%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was up 3/32, yielding 2.966%. Gold futures were down $3.30 at $1,198.90. Crude oil futures were up 65 cents at $69.90 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading up at 25,997, a positive 26 points. ADM at 49.98, Amarin 65.31, Caterpillar 141.55, Norfolk Southern 179.29, PPG 112.25, Tate & Lyle 34.84, and Mueller Water 11.42. And I close with insight on life from Lily Tomlin. All my life, I wanted to be somebody. Now I see I should have been more specific. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Jeff, are we done on the road this week, or are we back in the studios Thursday and Friday?
Back in the studios Thursday and Friday.
Man, somebody's going to have to, like, just take care of my calendar over the next 3 weeks. I can't keep it all straight. I mean, we've got a million things that are happening.
Next time we are on the road for a show would be next Thursday.
Okay, we'll Let's be at HSHS St. Mary's Correct. Hospital next Thursday.
Correct.
And then we'll be, well, our Charlie 10
mm-hmm.
this weekend. We're going to be not one but two places. We'll be right back here in Central Park for Arts in Central Park, which
right.
is one of the great events that happens down here. Actually kicks off Friday night. There's the VIP event.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a VIP, all you have to do is say, yeah, I'll buy something this weekend, whatever. Just commit
yeah.
to buying whatever. And they have all kinds of price points
oh, yeah.
And different things. So it's going on Saturday and Sunday, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And then we have our Taste of History, which is also this weekend. And I believe this is a brand new event. At least it's brand new to me. It's literally going to be, it's $25 a ticket. It lasts from 5:30 to 8:30, and there's going to be parking at the Mueller Museum and then and Central Christian Church, and there's a trolley that's going to circulate between the parking and the venues, and you go have like a different hors d'oeuvre and cocktail at the Oglesby Mansion, the Hieronymus Mueller Museum, the Staley Museum, and the Milliken Homestead. So a lot of people have driven by those things but not necessarily had a chance to kind of take a tour
right.
and be inside and see
right.
it. It's great history from Decatur, and that's on Saturday night. Tickets are $25. And you can get them by calling the Mueller Museum at 423-6161. And you can get the full list of our Charlie 10, the extension of our Hot 25 from Bob Brady Auto Group at NowDecatur.com. We're down here with Hickory Point Bank. We started off the day with a $2,000 donation from Hickory Point. They're going to match the first $2,000 that's raised. Then the chairman of the Hickory Point Bank Board, Doug Schmalls, and his wife Peg said they're going to donate another $2,000 on top of that. So we're matching the first $4,000 in gifts today. Now, that would be $8,000. If that's all reached, which I'm sure it will be, that's more collectively pounds of food than we collected year one in the WSOY community food drive.
Amazing.
Isn't that pretty cool?
It really is.
And joining us today, Chris Vunk, who is the Executive Vice President of Commercial Lending, and Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Mortgage Lending. You guys have been with Hickory Point Bank for how long?
Since 2002 for me.
Yeah? And
2001.
2001?
Yeah.
So we can argue whether that's your 17th anniversary or it's the 17th year. We're kind of struggling with
years.
That. You know, 17 yeah. years. Is it as much fun today as it was 17 years ago?
Oh, absolutely. In many ways, even more so.
Yeah.
You know, I work with the mortgage team, and this is just a great time of year for us, and things are gearing back up for that post-school start, and the organization itself is thriving, and our leadership here, and just our activities in the community. As
well, yeah,
a community
you guys go back to the Dale Arnold days, you know, and Dale was a good friend and a mentor and somebody who was heavily involved in the community. I dare say you're one of the few companies that I know that's even more involved in 2018 as you were back in 2001. Would you agree with
oh,
that?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, for sure.
Absolutely.
And for me, it's been really a neat experience as I've developed in my career scene and frankly, interviewing with Dale Arnold in early 2002 when I was still in college, and then to walk into a restaurant and have everybody know who Dale was and to have him light up the room and people shake his hand and say thank you for something that he had done. And then to have that experience, you know, you fast forward 16 or 17 years, and there's so many people involved with the bank that are plugged in and engaged in the community that it's been a blast to be a part of.
Well, you look at Tony, you know, and his wife, you know, and you look at your board, you know, with Doug and Peg, you know, and the example is across the board, right? I mean, and it's not just it's not lip service. I mean, you guys walk the walk.
People roll up their sleeves and get involved.
Yeah,
for sure.
I can't tell you how many different boards or committees I've served on with all the different people that you guys have working for you. It's not just today. I mean, it's the United Way. It's ongoing, whether it's Dave Brandon or Matt Fairchild. I mean, all of these folks, you go down the list, you know, what Carl is involved in. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and it really starts with just a culture of service and giving back and understanding our place in the community. We're a community bank, and we're here for the community. And we can only, you know, really be highly effective at what we do by just getting involved and helping people wherever we can.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I mean, I'll brag on you guys. It's not the same as it used to be, you know, in the industry that you're in. Most are not locally owned. You know, most people, you got to call somebody in another state to try to get them to agree to do something. They don't know anything necessarily about the communities that they're in. It's not unlike the old days of going to Dale's office, you know, and knocking on the door and going in, hey, I got a favor.
Uh-huh.
You guys are still that way, which is, you know, great for the community.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. And we really, I'm glad to be out here today raising money for the food drive. I mean, it's been such I heard you talking earlier this morning about the recognition that's received nationally, and I know you're very humble about that, and you don't want to brag about that to draw attention to WSOY specifically, but it's a testament to a lot of hard work that you've done and a lot of people at the radio station and the radio station family has done that has had a huge, huge impact on our community.
Well, the one thing I love about this day every year is that all 1.5 million pounds, and that's the goal this year, goes immediately to work. It's not, I mean, there's a lot of causes that someday we will get a cure, or someday we'll build this, or someday we'll, you know, this, you know, we end the food drive at 6 o'clock on a Friday night, Saturday morning, that food's ending up in someone's kitchen, which I think is one of the most satisfying things. It's an immediate need, and what we have committed to in this community is that I don't know what we do with all the problems nationally, but we can make sure no child goes to bed hungry in our community.
Yep, it's really, really amazing, and to see the just the hundreds of people that pull together to make it happen.
It's a cast of thousands. In fact, we have way more volunteers than we ever need out there, because it's you know, Jeff Daly and Pete Versalino and Kevin Daly and all the guys who are in charge of doing the operations. What used to be loading 100,000 pounds of food, one can of corn at a time, takes a lot of effort. Now we got forklifts, and you know, they're all doing their thing. But we encourage you to come out. That's why we don't close down the volunteer portal through the United Way. You know, if we'll find something for you to do, because so many people just enjoy being a part of it that day.
Well, speaking of volunteers, our employees are around the park today collecting donations, and so we really want to encourage everyone to come out.
As you guys are going
to
match $4,000 worth of gifts, so
that's
why not
right.
Take your $50 and turn it into $100 today? Play some ping pong. The Milliken kids are over here from Blue Brew. They're selling coffee, and they got that Nitro great stuff from Marquee, which is really cool. And then the Beach House is going to be here from 11 to 2, so come down $10, and all of that's being donated back to the WSOY Community Food Drive. So we cannot thank you guys enough. Peggy, Chris, keep up the great work. Thank all the folks that, somebody has to actually be running the bank today. And for those who couldn't come out and join us, thank them as well. I know you guys do an amazing job for us every year.
For sure. Thanks, Brian. We're looking forward to a great day today. Thanks.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and back with more. Lindsay's got your three-day forecast. Don't go.
Today we got sunny skies, highs near 82 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 57. For your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 80. And Friday, sunshine, highs near 85. It is 59 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for high school sports. If you need to get outfitted with the best gear, come to Play It Again Sports in Decatur. Located in Brentwood Village, Play It Again Sports has served the Decatur area for over 25 years. Whether you're playing football, volleyball, golf, or soccer, Play It Again Sports has what you need to have your best season. Looking to sell some used sports equipment? Play It Again Sports will buy it. Visit PlayItAgainSportsDecaturIL.com to learn more. Play It Again Sports. Everybody plays.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Choose Donnelly Automotive at 1298 East El Dorado. Give them a call at 428-7414. Donnelly Automotive. Great people, great products, great prices.
You wouldn't just let anyone into your home, so why would you blindly buzz someone into your place of business? Liaison can install entry systems and video doorbells to help you safely control who enters your facility. In addition, Liaison can install surveillance cameras to give you video documentation of who is coming and going at your home or place of business. Learn more about these technologies at Liaison, 288 Park Street in downtown Decatur, across from the post office, and at liaisonhomes.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has award-winning service and offers the extra mile promise. If we don't get you everything you need in one trip, delivery's free.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Minimum purchase of 1 gallon of paint. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Tickets are now available for the Robin Vogel Memorial Dinner, Friday, September 28th at 6 p.m. at the Decatur Club. The event honors fallen Decatur police officer Robin Vogel and helps to fund the Robin Vogel Memorial Scholarship Program. The evening will include dinner and an opportunity to hear from TV personality Tommy Lahren sharing her support for law enforcement. Tickets are $50 each or $80 for a couple, but only a limited number of tickets are available. Tickets can be purchased at Newhoff Media, located at 250 North Water Street in downtown Decatur. For more information, visit nowdecatur.com.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Can I see that the Doobie Brothers are playing the State Fair?
State Fair?
What was it? Someplace. Where? Oh, State Farm Center.
State Farm Center. Yeah. They're coming.
But who's in the Doobie Brothers?
Like Doobie.
No, Michael McDonald's not in the Doobie Brothers, right? I mean, they had three guys' names I'd never heard of.
Yeah, no,
I... Not that I knew all of the... Do you remember how big that band was? We're of a certain age that when, like, HBO was a thing.
Uh-huh.
And, right. Like, we would have, like, an actual Richard Pryor special. But uh-huh. Do you remember the Doobie Brothers concert that was on HBO?
I love the Doobie Brothers.
And they had, like, I mean, I have no idea how many people were in that band at that time.
It was like an orchestra.
It was. I mean, clearly, like, a huge...
Oh, yeah. It ranked right up there with, like, Earth, Wind, and Fire or any of those mm-hmm. other large band, Chicago.
Cool in the Gang.
Cool in the Gang, yeah. I mean,
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us. You know, one of the great pleasures of being mayor is that you get to be like, you know, you're literally the head of the Razzle Dazzle Good Times Parade. You
right.
open the ceremonies for the Decatur Celebration, and you get to preside over the food drive. It's
right.
a great tradition that we've had since day one. You know, the
and
mayor.
I am devastated.
Yeah.
My husband and I are celebrating our 30th anniversary on our European cruise.
Oh, come on now. What is 30
wow.
years? Now, have you been married 30 or 31 years?
It'll be 30.
You're going to start that? No. Stop it.
Okay.
Does right. Jeff not know how long
it's
been married?
No, it's the anniversary versus annual that
we've
been having.
Okay. So you're not going to be here.
I know, and I'm not even going to be where I can call in.
Okay.
I'm going to have to come to an early. That's why I'm here today.
Okay.
We're calling this the kickoff. But, you know, it's just I didn't even realize until about a month ago, and I'm like, oh, no.
Well, that's okay. We're glad you made it by today, then, to sort of officially preside the kickoff, because this is sort of our start to the last
right.
3.5 weeks leading up to, and we'll be at the Community Leaders Breakfast on October 4th, and then the food drive on October 5th. And they're matching up to $4,000 in gifts today, thanks to Hickory Point Bank, and then Doug and Peg Schmalz, who's the chairman of the board of the bank. Such great and generous people. It's amazing to me when you think about it. When I look at this community, and yes, thanks to the Howard G. Buffett Foundation and Sheriff Buffett over the last number of years, there's been some unbelievable gifts. But this generosity didn't start and won't end with him. This is a community that
and this
solves
doesn't
problems.
Happen anyplace else.
Right.
I mean, I tell people about this when I travel, and they're just amazed because even larger cities can't pull this off.
No. And some of the things that are happening, you know, I know that it's going to be the subject of an interview on Sunday today in a couple mm-hmm. of weeks. Harry Smith and that crew from NBC was here with Howard.
My son got to ride along with them.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
So he was pretty excited.
I was looking at a picture of the break with Howard moving Earth down there at, you know, in one of the pieces of equipment, which is so him.
Yeah.
I don't know if it quit raining for them to get out into the combine, but I'm sure that was probably part of it. But NBC coming to Decatur to talk about Decatur solving its problems. Mm-hmm. And when you say its problems, problems that the entire nation is going through.
But at least we have been so blessed with, and so much of it has to do with Sheriff Buffett, but and his foundation, but being able to really get ahead of the opioid crisis, which is killing people. But, you know, that's going to be huge. The Andreas Ag Academy, I mean, you name it, it's huge, and it's being fixed here. But this food drive is one of the most amazing things that happens in this community, and amazing things happen here every day.
Well, I like the fact that everybody seems to be pulling in the same direction, and we learned early on in this food drive that there was a recipe for success for this community in this food drive. 12 hours, every age demographic, every ethnicity, every religious or non-religious. I mean, you see everybody in our community coming together, pulling in one direction and what you can solve. And we're starting to see a lot of that, I think, form the intergovernmental cooperation meeting
yeah.
that was just held between Decatur Public Schools and Decatur Park District and the City of Decatur. Doesn't mean we don't have our share of problems to tackle. Doesn't
Absolutely.
Mean that we're all the way there. But when you look at the conversations that are being had today mm-hmm. versus 17 years ago when we started this food drive, this community has come a long way.
Absolutely, and I remember those first couple of food drives. I believe I left a Barbie sleeping bag with Kayla because
Maybe.
She was freezing to death.
Yeah.
Was that in November
the
or
first
something?
One was
it was
in November.
So it's sleeting
yeah.
and I mean, nasty.
Well, the reason it was moved to October was because of ADM. They came to us, and they did a World Food Day
mm-hmm.
In October, and we said, oh, absolutely. And then they've been, you know, from year two on, incredible partners. And as you mentioned, you know, the Buffett Foundation, the Andreas Foundation, the number of churches and schools, 64, I think, schools participated last
year. And regular people.
Yep.
Who just, even, they don't, and Kroger does such a great job of making it easy. Here's a bag.
Yeah.
You know,
already
ready to go.
Yep.
So, but what's also amazing is the organization of it. I mean, it's like a symphony. You know, you these people, I mean, it's so choreographed. There's not the chaos of lines and that I mean, in the early days, it was kind of a helter-skelter, but boy, it is. Yeah, but it is. It's amazing. You can get in, you can get out, you can
do
your
part. Well, the volunteer portal is up. Come out and join us that day. You can also give online. Just go to natticator.com, click on the WSOY Community Food Drive page, and we'll take you to all the information you need. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, the official kind of ambassador of the WSOY Community Food Drive, enjoy your 30th anniversary of European
vacation.
Well,
I guess I could stay here and be with you, but then there might not be a 31st.
That's so, probably. You know. You got to think long term here.
Right.
Kind of things.
Supply.
Well, we'll miss you on October 5th, but we're certainly thrilled.
I will be thinking for you, praying for you and thinking about the food drive, and we'll be hopefully able to get online and see how it goes.
All right. We will see you then.
All right,
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Hey, here's the thing. They're going to be here until 2 o'clock. Our sister stations are coming down. Beach House has lunch from 11 to 2, $10. All of that donated back to the WSOY Community Food Drive. And you can give online or stop down to the park. They're going to match the first $4,000 in gifts. Podcast of today's show available at natticator.com, courtesy of Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. We will see you bright and early tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Have a wonderful and beautiful day.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
8:59, good morning, live from Central Park, I'm Jeff Daly. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar will be talking Illinois politics in the modern age during a Constitution Day presentation Monday at Millikan University. The community-wide conversation is set for 7 o'clock in the Bob and Debbie Johnston Banquet Room on the third floor of the University Commons. The event is part of the Doug and Diane Oberhelman Leadership Impact Series. It's open to the public at no cost through the Thomas W. Ewing Lecture Fund. Edgar was elected.